Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, here's how things work in the NFL. This is largely existed for gambling, and don't let them lie to you and tell you something different. They've been putting out injury reports for 40 years, and gambling only became legal, what, 5-7 years ago? Mm-hmm. So draw your own conclusions with that. Anyway, because this is a Thursday night game, they are obligated to provide a Monday injury report. Normally, your first injury report for Sunday games comes out Wednesday, but the schedule all gets crunched up and sped up. Chopped and screwed, like they say in Houston. So here we are. Okay, so Philadelphia Eagles provide their injury report. Linebacker who I love that I wanted Ron to draft and nobody listens to me, N'Kobe Dean, kid out of Georgia, has been really good. He was a DNP on Monday, did not practice. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, nobody practices on Monday. These are all estimations. Mm-hmm. It's just because of the accelerated time.
I just saw a little thing with him. He basically read a play, knew what they were going to do, and when they threw the ball, boom, picked it off.
Dude, the interception he made was phenomenal.
That's what I'm talking about. When he went up
that
for
was against
it.
Jacksonville. Yeah. Dallas Goedert, tight end, they just got back. He's on the injury report with an ankle DNP for Monday's estimated practice. Now, they're probably doing some semblance of a walkthrough, so there's some reality here. But these are our big names for Philly. Darius Slay, ankle DNP. Devontae Smith, and a wide receiver that's really important in that Eagles offense, hamstring DNP. All right, those are your four DMPs. Then you got DN Bryce Huff, who has really been a disappointment for Philly this season after coming over from the Jets. There was a lot of excitement there. He was a full participant with a wrist. Jordan Mailata, hamstring. Now, Mailata, I don't know what to expect.
That's a big boy right there, dude.
Well, he's been on the IR. He hasn't played.
Damn.
They're just opening his window to return. I'm not sure I would expect him to play this week. It'd be weird to open a window and then have a guy come back on an early week, but if he's ready, he's ready.
Was it kind of a situation just like we had with Lattimore, where you know you figure he wouldn't play Sunday, but you hoping he'll go Thursday?
So I don't know that answer, and I don't know that answer for Lattimore either.
Nah, I know. I'm just saying, but I think that's what people are
hoping.
Yes,
for sure.
Yeah.
We need to get our Philly guys on the show, whether it's Zangaro or Ruben or something. Maybe we do that for tomorrow, Landfill, and get a better idea what this kind of what these injuries are for the Eagles. I'm just looking briefly at what is this, Bleeding Green Nation. He hurt the hammy week 6 against the Browns. Was on IR.
Oh, the big boys don't hurt the hammy. He's that fast?
Well, he was seen on crutches, so maybe they're calling it a hamstring and it could be something else. According to this, now I don't know who writes for Bleeding Green Nation. It seems pretty unlikely for this weekend, for Thursday night, but we'll keep an eye on it. Now, Devontae Smith he played in their last game in Dallas, had 2 catches for 14 yards, not a lot to it. The week before, 4 for 87 with a touchdown against Jacksonville. So him being on the injury report is something to monitor. Obviously, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith combined are a real problem. Let's get to the Washington injury report because it's fairly significant.
All right. How many people on it?
You want to guess?
I'm going to go with 15. Because you could put 46, 53 on it right now, but I'm going to say they got about 15 people listed.
12.
All right, I was close.
12 listed. And
they're going to have some other guy don't practice just because they are certain ages.
Yeah, I mean,
they get about the 15 of them.
They might have more today, honestly. This is based on yesterday's estimation. Nick Ballore, the linebacker who's been really good on special teams, was a DNP with a knee. Marshawn Lattimore, the corner they just traded for from New Orleans, DNP with the hammy. Austin Seibert, the kicker, who missed last week's game. I mean, it should be noted that Lattimore was inactive last week. Seibert was inactive last week. Seibert DNP with the hip. You want me to keep going, or do you want to have a I think Ballore will be fine. That's my hunch.
Wait, 5'7"?
Number-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
He's a dog.
He's a maniac on special teams.
He's exactly dog. What.
I love that dude on special teams.
Yeah, 57, 6'1", 250, 35 years old, still running around just like
hey,
a complete
Jay,
and utter
man. Hey, wrong with 35, brother.
Sure. What do you think with Lattimore?
About playing?
Yeah.
I'm having a little hunch saying he's going to.
Really?
But I wouldn't be surprised if they were to wait. This is a situation where you traded for a guy who you know can outright play. And you would much rather have him down the stretch than try to force him for an early game. But if he's ready to go, I am walking him to the field.
If he's ready to go, this is a game you need him.
Hell yeah.
We talked yesterday about A.J. Brown. He's averaging about 100 yards a game against Washington, 5 touchdowns in 4 contests. The Eagles are 3-1 when A.J. Brown's on the field against Washington. Like, he is a difference maker for their offense. Big, physical guy. Lattimore's the kind of corner that can match up against him.
Yeah.
Not to say any one player swings anything. No one single play wins or loses a game. But if you get Lattimore on the field for this one, I think it would make a really, really big impact. Especially you saw an offense in Pittsburgh that really wasn't that fluid connect on 3 passing touchdowns. And 2 of them were, Pickens makes an incredible play. Mike Williams, they traded for 4 days earlier. Russ drops one in the basket for him. Like, you could really use a boost to the secondary. That's why you make the trade. That's why you give up a day 2 pick.
Yeah.
Seibert, kicker, hip. When Seibert first landed on the injury report this time last week, I was like, man, I don't like seeing a kicker on the injury report.
Yeah.
I still don't. Gonzo made 2 kicks the other day, never got a chance for a game winner. I like that they were proactive, found a guy they can trust, I don't think it's the end of the world, but you'd like to see Seibert back out there. When do you care? I think Lattimore.
Sorry.
We're talking about kickers, and you kicked me.
I'm trying to see if I still got it, Jay.
Lattimore, you take to the final second. Seibert, are you a little more cautious because you got a guy?
You're cautious because Gonzo, as you call him, Gonzalez, did not miss a kick.
I like calling him Gonzo. How do you feel about that?
Gonzo has a big nose, man. Does he have a big nose?
I think remember the dude that was, like, clearly juicing, but the guy that for the Diamondbacks that was, like, a little second baseman that all of a sudden was hitting, like, 50 bombs a year?
A cartoon.
You're right. Now that you say that, that was Gonzo.
I'm not concerned at this point because Seibert was damn good, and then Gonzo hasn't missed any, okay? If Gonzo misses and Seibert's hip keep going, that would be a problem. But I think that's the reason why – I know we always say, oh, you don't want to have – you need to have a kicker on your practice squad because kickers and punters kick a lot. And like Tress, remember he was hurt that year?
Yeah.
You just banging every time with your left, with your left, with your left. It's going to wear down some. So you need somebody to take a little of that pressure because what they try to do with the jugs machine is shoot the jugs a lot. But what if something happens to the starting guy? Don't you need to have somebody that's been kicking a lot and being ready for it just as well?
Yeah, I think we'll see today if Seibert's kicking, but I would go into this probably leaning Gonzalez as your kicker. Whereas Lattimore, it's like, if we can get to – when are inactives due Thursday? That game kicks at 8:15, so what's 90 minutes before that, 6:45? I think you take the Lattimore decision to 6:44 p.m. Like until you absolutely know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's a game-time decision, as they would say.
Right.
Even if they know today that he can, it's still going to be a game-time decision.
Yeah, I could see them ruling him out Wednesday, but they ain't, what's the point of saying it today?
Yeah. I'm saying if they know he's going to play or not, it's still going to be a game-time decision, no matter which way it goes to me.
All right, this one I think is really big. And if there are people out there wondering if Brian and I are going to talk about every player on the Commander's injury report,
no,
2 days before, yeah, I mean, when it gets to the offensive lineman, when it gets to a guy that I think you believe might be the most important free agent acquisition, and we saw that he was clearly playing very hurt Sunday, Tyler Biadasz is on the injury report, ribs, thumb, and foot.
He's offensive lineman, though.
He is beat up, man. he was listed as a limited participant Monday in an estimation. I think he's going to play. I think he is very, very beat up.
But you know what, though? Like, I think you got to also understand this. Offensive linemen are always beat up. And when I talked about the pain threshold thing earlier this year, I forgot who we were talking about, but we kept talking about the pain threshold.
That was Jaden.
Yeah, it was Jaden. You have people who, they do this on a weekly basis, so it's nothing new to them. If they have one or two things, well, now you bring in a third thing, it may be a little bit more bother. But ultimately, that's all they know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know what was hurt on me until I retired from football. It's like, when you're constantly doing it and preparing for it, like, a lot of guys don't notice the injuries until the offseason. Because when you're into it and working at it, it doesn't really show itself as much. So these guys, the offensive linemen, every one of those damn dudes probably banged up or hurting something. That's why they wear knee braces on both knees. They wear the arm braces. They have all the equipment because they're being hit from angles they don't even much want to be hit from. They don't know they're being hit. Their own players are running into their backs. So, but he is a badass dude. And I listen, him off the field troubles me. Him on the field, I don't have a problem. Whether he's hurt or not, when he's on the field, he's going to bring it.
How does he trouble you off the field?
If he's not playing.
Oh. I thought you meant, like, what he does.
No. If he's not playing, that is a problem.
Dude, I agree. And I like Dieter. I like the backup a lot.
I like Dieter because he can play golf, too.
Yo, he bombs it. Biadasz has been fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think that is a circle to me because we saw him have to come off the field Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like, these dudes are freaking warriors, and something was going to the point where he had to come off for a little bit. Now, he barely missed many snaps. Dieter was fine in the couple he was out there, but I'm with you. I think the Biadasz situation is a major one to watch.
Kelsey, Damani Dawson.
Sure.
Jeff Bosick, Raleigh McKenzie. You think about how well those offensive line played that was around them, because when you got an anchor in the middle – and you know he's going to wipe out stuff in the middle, and then he could pass all the messages down the line. That's great for your offensive line, man.
Well, and so I'm looking at the official injury report here, right? And the only linemen that are listed are Biadasz, Coleman, and Wiley. Coleman is listed on here with a shoulder limited. Now, go back to training camp. He missed some time with whether it was shoulder or pec or whatever that was. He missed some time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wiley wasn't able to go last week with the shoulder. Had a big old wrap on there. Was dressed in case there was an emergency. That is your starting center and a tackle on each side. Cornelius Lucas also on here with the ankle as limited. I don't know that you're getting Big Luke back on a short week. He still seems to be moving around pretty gingerly. What I can guarantee you is the two starting guards, Nick Allegretti and Sam Cosmi, aren't listed. They are beat up too. Like, there's no way you get to late November, mid-November in the NFL, and these guys have started every game that they're not beat up.
I'm going to throw something at people,
and I think that makes the other guys want to play.
That's all the big dudes.
Right.
And they get hurt too, huh? So when people are like, oh, he's small, he's going to get hurt, everybody's going to get hurt. It's 100% guaranteed. You play pro football, you will get hurt at some time.
Especially if you're playing interior offensive line or on the offensive line. I think when you look at this kind of injury report, it's a serious hurt or injured conversation.
Yeah.
Because everybody's hurt. I mean,
everybody's
beat up.
Totally.
We haven't talked about a player that in the games he's missed, the team is now 1-2. They have a losing record when Brian Robinson is not on the field. Let's have a B-Rob discussion, and let's have a broader discussion about getting the run game back on track, and does that start behind center? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.